The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, are you planning on going on a foreign holiday this year? Well, if you are and you're in receipt of the pandemic unemployment payment, you may need to think twice. Following checks at Irish airports, 104 people have now been cut off from the payment. The Department of Social Protection says people going on holiday or having to quarantine on their return are not eligible for the payment. And to discuss this, I'm joined now by Liam Herrick, Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. And Liam, I must say I was a little bit surprised when I first read this story. I wasn't aware that these checks were taking place. Do we know when they began and who's carrying them out?
Well, the short answer, Frank, is we don't know an awful lot about it. We certainly got calls from members of the public from the 1st of July that people boarding flights at Dublin Airport were being asked for their PPS number. It wasn't clear who was asking them or why. But on the 10th of July, the Minister for Social Protection signed into law a statutory instrument which changes the definition of holiday under social welfare law. And what this means is that under Social Welfare Act, traditionally, you could be cut off from payments if you left the country, but there was an exception. People were allowed to go on a holiday, and this is reasonable and proportionate. It's in the legislation for a long time. Mm. What the minister did on the 10th of July is change the definition of holiday, that only holidays that were in accordance with the Department of Foreign Affairs' COVID travel advice would qualify as a holiday, and any other type of holiday could disqualify you from social protection payments. Now, this is a significant change in policy. We're not aware of any public awareness campaign undertaken by it. We're also not aware that recipients of social welfare payments were informed about this change either. So the first problem legally is that you can't have a law where people don't know what the law is. The second problem is that the minister today, in justifying what she has done here, has said she's done this as a public health measure. And the problem with that is that she's not the Minister for Health. You know, in introducing secondary legislation, she needs to have a valid legal power to introduce that. It's not clear that she did have such a power. And what she's effectively done is elevate to the level of law what's only advice in the Department of Foreign Affairs. So for you or for I, who are lucky enough to still be working at this time when so many people are out of work, the Foreign Affairs document is just advice. And the Minister for Foreign Affairs is very, very clear that the government has made a decision that it's not going to ban flights. It's not going to have conditions on flights. It's going to ask people to use their own judgment. Separately, though, the Minister for Social Protection has gone off and decided, well, actually, if you're on social protection, it is going to have the force of law. And it is going to be a legal power to cut off your payments if you travel. So this, I suppose, is essentially a profound form of discrimination, which doesn't have an obvious policy justification.
Because let's not get it, and some people have got it confused with, you know, you have social welfare fraudsters who quite rightly are having their payments taken off them. But it seems unfair that people are being punished now for being out of work because of the pandemic, getting their €350 and now having it stop because they're going on holidays when holidays aren't. I know we're being advised not to go away and there is this green list in place and whatnot, but there isn't a total prohibition on leaving the country.
It's not. I mean, there could be, you know, there could be a prohibition on all of us travelling abroad. There could be all sorts of rules that apply to the general population, but the government has reasonably chosen not to do that. But what we instead hear is a different treatment for social protection. And, you know, it's very questionable legally. It constitutes a form of discrimination. It's elevating something to the form of law which isn't law and which actually is changing all the time, because before last week, all non-essential travel was advised against. But then we had the green list last week, which complicates it further. But as if this wasn't enough...
Do you think that's half the problem then? Is it all the confusion around the payment itself and all the different rules that seem to be changing every couple of days?
Well, whatever about what the case was up to yesterday, and Michael Brennan in the Business Post wrote a very good piece exposing what's happened up to now. Yesterday, then, the Taoiseach went and added further confusion by saying, well, this is all okay because the pandemic unemployment benefit requires you to be available for work. Now, the pandemic unemployment benefit never required people to be available for work, because the whole point of it is that you're temporarily laid off because your employer can't pay you now, but the government wants you to stay in a relationship with your employer and return to work when your employer is able to reopen for business. And bizarrely, after the Taoiseach made that comment yesterday, which was new to everybody, the Department of Social Protection website today has changed quietly, and it has said that yes, a new condition has emerged, the pandemic unemployment benefit. You have to be available for work. And even more bizarrely, they've also changed the conditions attached to job seekers allowance. And we're now told that the concept of any holiday at all is suspended. So on the 10th of July, they changed the definition of holiday by statutory instrument. And today it's changed on the website with no legislation at all. And now it seems that people on job seekers allowance can't go for any holiday. It's not clear if that includes holidays within Ireland or not. But it seems that the department is reacting to controversy and, you might argue, is making it up as it goes along.
OK, and it should be noted that we did look for a government representative to come on the show to discuss this very topic, but we were told that nobody was available. We'll have to leave it there. Liam Herrick, Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, thank you very much for that.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.